The saying goes that a picture is worth a thousand words. My first guest today no doubt appreciates the meaning of that, since he's heard several thousand words about a photo that he posted on social media from a concert tailgate. That photo was turned into a social media and news media explosion, all involving the Confederate flag. Here to discuss the firestorm his photo has created and share his response to the reaction is New Jersey State Assembly Representative for the 24th District, Assemblyman Parker Space. Thanks for being here today, sir.
Good morning, Chris.
And you can find Parker's webpage for the State Assembly at njledge.state.nj.us. And for those listening unfamiliar, Assemblyman Space on his Facebook page on August 26th from a tailgate going to see Lynyrd Skynyrd and Hank Williams Jr. concert at Mount Bethel has a picture of Parker and his wife Jill standing in front of a, well, not the full view of the flag. It's a product flag. It's not the Confederate flag, but it has Hank Williams Jr.'s face in the middle. And what you see in the photo says, we would have had it made, but that's only half of the piece of the lyric from the Hank Jr. song. In its entirety, it's, if the South would have won, we would have had it made. And Parker put the caption, tailgating, waiting for Hank, hope no one is offended, which certainly in these days and times, Parker, it's tough not to offend anybody anymore when you're in a world where you can't even show the Dukes of Hazzard on TV anymore because the General Lee had the Stars and Bars on, and that offends people now too. But with the photo, given the, I guess the question people are probably most curious about, given the oversensitivities of the issue in general, did you have any second thoughts about posting the photo?
Now, and I'll tell you why, is my wife and I work every single day of our lives, you know, just to keep her head above water here in the state of New Jersey in her own business. We were big country fans, you know, Southern rock, you know, from Skynyrd and Hank Jr. to Kid Rock and, you know, many other bands. We went up, there was about 20,000 people up there, and we were tailgating, you know, having a good time. One of our neighboring tailgaters, you know, had the Hank flag, not the, you know, it's not like a Confederate flag. So many times the news media is trying to blow it out with a Confederate flag waving, you know, off a 50-foot flagpole. This was a Hank Jr. banner, which he sold thousands of, you know, if not hundreds of thousands of shirts and, you know, the banners and stuff like that. And so we got our picture with it because I thought it would be, it was part of the, you know, concert experience. As far as, you know, anything malice or, you know, any mean-heartedness, absolutely not. You know, we were out, we were having a good time. And, you know, unfortunately, in today's world, as you said before, everybody's offended over everything. And, you know, I mean, when is it going to stop? You know, and that's my feeling is, come on, you know, we got to lighten up a little bit.
So as far as that flag, is that a flag you own or it was just there and you posed in front of it?
Nah, that was a neighbor tailgater had it, so we just got our picture by it. Now I don't have a flag like that at all.
Okay, I mean, you know, like I said, it's obviously a fan. It's not an official Hank Jr. product because at least when I looked on his website, that wasn't part of the merchandise available at the Hank Williams Jr. website. But there are independent retailers which I guess have licensing agreements, or hopefully they do. Otherwise, open for lawsuits using an image like that. But there are some independent retailers, quite a few, where you can get that specific flag. Well, as far as the response, I wanted to read, if I'm bringing it up here real fast, your teammates, Assembly candidate Hal Wirth and State Senator Steve Orrill put out a separate statement other than what you put out for your own situation. And out of it, one of the points brings about something that is worthy of discussion. In our opinion, this is the Orrill-Wirth statement. In our opinion, Parker should have used better judgment for taking a photo in front of that particular band banner and for its depiction on social media, especially in light of the national dialogue currently taking place. And no one should be trying to gain political advantage. So I guess they're saying in both cases, it's not something to use for political purposes by those who are swinging a hammer at you, but they're also saying you should have had the second thoughts about that.
Well, I mean, I've never been known to be politically correct. You know, I'm a hardworking, you know, blue-collar working guy, you know, living here in Sussex County that, you know, puts my pants on the same way as everybody else every day and goes to work. And, you know, so everybody has, you know, different opinions on it. Well, you said, you can pretty much bet that there was never a Confederate soldier went into battle with a picture of Hank Williams Jr. on their flag.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was nothing intentional. Everybody, and my thing is, you know, at the same time, you got the Hurricane Harvey, you know, devastating Texas and the poor people down there. And, you know, the news media is more worried about my wife and I at a concert than they are, you know, in other parts of our country.
Wait, you have to share that with, they were more worried about the First Lady wearing stilettos in Texas, too. Remember that?
Yeah. So it's along the same lines. You know, they get a hold of something and run. The overwhelming response just from people I've never even known, you know, they're like, hey, you know, you're a good guy. We like you. You know, we got your back 100%. Like you said, I never did anything intentionally to, like, you know, hurt anybody. And, you know, we're just out having a good time. And I don't know what else to say, what they want me to say, but the concert was great. And, you know, we'll definitely go back and see Hank again if he comes around.
Starting with Assemblyman Parker Space, representative of the 24th District, njlegs.state.nj.us is the state legislative website. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. I think, too, the important thing that you were able to at least share here, I don't think you've had the opportunity elsewhere. The other news reports make it sound like that was your flag, or at least led people to believe that was yours, and you owned it, you possessed it, you wrapped it, you were basically wrapping yourself around it for all intents and purposes, as far as the other reports were saying.
Well, that's how the news media likes to take everything, you know, out of a different context. Like you said, I don't even have a Confederate rebel, you know, a Hank. I don't even have any of the flags like that. You know, I have an American flag, and we were up there. There was 20,000 people, and to be honest with you, if you were just walking through, it would have been hard to get a picture anywhere without some sort of that type of a flag.
Yeah,
that's the venue.
Yeah, that's just the demographic those two performers or those two acts bring out, and as far as characteristic or emulating what the lyrics of the songs happen to be. Well, as far as the Confederate flag, what's your view, opinion, stand on the Confederate flag?
I think it's part of history. You know, unfortunately, you know, a lot of the left wants to erase history, but it's, you know, like it or not, it's part of American history. And I think we have to, you know, still maintain, you know, how our country's, you know, evolved and came through, you know, since the start of it. And for some reason, they want to pretend that never happened.
And you mentioned, too, people do want to erase history, which is something I'm dead set against. It should be an accurate teaching of that element of history. And to erase it is a loss. And if you want to take that erasing concept or theory into full play, there's parts of New Jersey has to be erased. The Fins Point Cemetery, there's 2,000 Confederate soldiers lying at rest there. You have Princeton University during the Civil War. 40% of the body came from the South. They have a memorial on the campus, which stands today, that has the names of 34 alumni who lost their lives in the battle for the Confederacy. Do we take that monument down now? New Jersey did not vote for Lincoln either time he ran, and one of the designers of the Confederate flag and seal was a New Jersey individual who attended Princeton University. Is that all stuff that we have to erase now?
Yeah, well, that's what I said before. You know, when is it going to stop? You know, it's like, oh, my gosh, you know, it's like, everybody's offended, and it's like we have to take, you know, step back. Everybody has to take a breath as a nation, and we all move forward together. But like you said, you can't be upset over everything all the time.
There are some who say that Northwest New Jersey representatives in Trenton are given the back of the hand, dismissed as, you know, country bumpkins or lesser than the Norcrosses of the, or what, pick a name of usually a Democrat from the south part of the state. Is there any concern on your part that this, and you said yourself too, that it's difficult for anyone from the 24th and even if you go into the surrounding districts to get something passed in Trenton, is this going to add more difficulty and challenge for you to do your job?
No, I don't believe so. I mean, between myself and Senator Orho and, you know, even Assemblywoman Phoebus, we get, you know, lots of, I'm sure you've seen all the press releases we send out almost on a weekly basis. We do get a lot accomplished down there. The ones that usually don't get passed, or, you know, like our idea with the fair school funding, the different things that would obviously lower the, you know, the taxes because it's Democrat controlled, but there are so many different bills, you know, that we go through. And, you know, I guess you would say like nonpartisan bills that are basically within agreement on both sides of the party. But now I wouldn't say we don't get anything done. We get a lot done down there. And, you know, it's working both sides of the aisle. I mean, you know, I have a lot of friends, Democrat friends. I don't always believe for what they stand in, but still friendship comes first, and then politics come after with them. So, no, I think we get quite a bit done.
And you can check out the legislation that is pending and passed over at Assembly and Space webpage over at the State House website, njledge.state.nj.us. You can look up by district, by name, and it's also means by which you can communicate your thoughts on this idea and other issues, too, that you think are worthy of more attention than what they are getting to the Assemblyman, as well as the rest of the team at the 24th. And wherever you're listening on the state, that's how you can get to your representative in the State House as well. Assemblyman Parker Space, thanks so much for stepping up and being forthright and honest about this situation, clearing up a few questions in the gray areas. Thanks for being here.
All right. Thank you, Chris.